Previously on DI Plus.
This is our last video we're gonna do together before I go to college.
That's right, that's very sad.
I know.
Very, very sad.
Are you really sad about it?
Sure, I'm not crying now, but I'm crying alone.
Miley Cyrus had the baby, Grandma.
Are you kidding me?
Nope, and she's bringing it to college with me.
I cannot believe it, Kevin.
So tomorrow when I move in, she's gonna be there, and she's gonna be sitting there on my bed, probably with the baby.
Oh, no, you'll never learn nothing, Kev.
From the Palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Glass Houses. If you need to throw a stone and you need a convenient place to do it, then you need to live in a glass house. Check them out at throwstonesatglasshouses.com and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a shattering discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer and I am joined from the glass house free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Daniel. How are you? How have you been since Vegas?
I'm doing great. Thank
Lovely
you for asking.
Lovely to see you.
It is. It's great to see you, too. Go ahead.
I've missed you.
Aw.
That's it.
Aw.
All that time together, and now we're just apart.
Now we're apart. Strangers.
I see your
apart.
Face on a video screen.
Aw. Yeah, no, I've been great. It's, we're getting that weather period here where we're trans. I know. This is great.
Weather
isn't it?
Segment.
This is great.
Already.
Let's just go right into the weather. Traffic on the nines. No, we're right in that period because I'm not running the air conditioner right now because it's lovely out, but the wind, you know, I have the fans in the window and they haven't yet. So it's a little bit, with all the studio lights in here, it's a bit warm, but I anticipate it to cool down here soon. So if you see beads of sweat,
lights.
If you see
Who
beads,
bought you those studio lights?
The beads of sweat on my forehead here are from the studio. You bought me the studio lights. That was a birthday present.
Man,
thank you
that
very
was
much.
That was so generous.
It was. Thank you very much.
I don't even have studio lights.
Yeah, well, you didn't put them on your wish list. And
weird
I
lighting in here. Some
would have gotten
some
you,
mixture of like Home Depot ooh. Bulbs.
All right, so you know, Adam, I think here's the thing we need to do. We need to start a GoFundMe.
For what?
We need to start a GoFundMe for this Vegas trip that we keep taking because every year it feels like we either break an expensive piece of equipment or it gets lost or stolen. It's like this year. So we've lost mixers before because we had this conversation before, right? Like our mixers are not exactly designed to be like they're commercial grade. They're not commercial grade. They're consumer grade products, right? They're not industrial. So not really right. designed to be shipped across the country all the time. And both yours and Joey's mixers are having some issues. But
you know, I'm talking to you
right
all, through
true.
The mixer.
That's true. That's true. But
it's working.
Yeah, my mixer that we used the first couple of years is actually broken. But then this year we actually lost the Amazon Echo, which we never even used. I asked you to bring your Amazon Echo because
I know
I was thinking in my head is like, why don't we have it in the hospitality suite? Then people can play with it, completely forgetting the fact that hotel Wi-Fi is going to require you to log in and do all kind of things that the Echo is not going to be able to do. So we didn't actually even use it. But when we went to collect it out of the studio, it was gone. So
yeah, it was gone. Well, I forgot. You know, I don't know when it was. So here's what happened. We brought it down when we were setting up because we tried to use it at your little cocktail party thing that you had, which I think was like Tuesday night.
Yes.
Something like that. And we set up on Thursday.
Yes, that would be the day. Yes, yes.
And so I think it stayed in your room until Thursday. And then we brought it down for whatever reason. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what we're going to do. But anyway, so I put it under one of those tables and then completely forgot about it. So and then when we went to tear everything down, we were all going to a show. We were all going to Penn & Teller, except for you, because you refused to be
whatever
part of the group.
Yeah, exactly. That's
but,
me.
But anyway, so we're all going to Penn & Teller. So we're rushing around and I just completely forgot. But what I don't know is because I never saw it from Thursday when I put it under the table.
Right.
Until, you know, Sunday night. So it could have been stolen at any point.
Right.
But I mean, who knew there was an Echo underneath the table? You know, Like, there were mixers, there were all kinds of equipment there, and somebody's gonna, like, dig under the table and find, oh, there's this black canister-looking thing. I mean, most people wouldn't even know what an Echo was.
Well, but it's small, it's easy to put. It's like, you can't exactly walk away with a mixer, you know, inconspicuously, right? They're all connected, so you'd have to unhook all the cables from them, and then, and there's not, like, a market for them or whatever, but you could take
an
Echo.
Is that a mixer in your pocket, or you just have
to see? That's right. But an Echo is small enough that you could grab and take it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We've replaced it for you. It's been replaced.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Pride 48, for replacing my my Echo.
Let's see. Congratulations to Stevie B, who won the big Pride 48 prize of the Amazon Echo plus the Fire Stick plus the year of Amazon Prime. I have made sure that he did receive all those things, which he confirmed to me that he had. So congratulations again, Stevie B, for that. So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, which I don't know who that would be, but in case you don't, Adam and I co-founded this little organization called Pride 48 many years ago. And we are just...
That used to have events once a year.
We still have events once a year. We just don't necessarily have them in Vegas. Anyway, this is our fifth year, coming off of our fifth year doing the event in Vegas, where people from all over the world come, podcasters and podcast listeners from all over the world come and hang out with us for a few days in Vegas, which is an amazing, wonderful experience. I can't explain it to you.
You'll have to come to the next one.
Yeah. Just go to pride48.com, and that explains a lot of it there. And you can also check out all of the participating shows, which I believe we're up to about 43 or 44 shows, I think, on our list that are affiliated with us in some way or another. All of them great shows. And you can actually go to their websites and subscribe to them right from that page if you just go to pride48.com/shows. Anyway.
Except the ones that are no longer podcasting, Homeo and Juliet. You know who you are.
Right, exactly. Those.
We had a discussion. So, you know, just a little behind the scenes for all the listeners. I was like, what if someone signed up and then they're not podcasting anymore? You know, they've officially ended their show, but we decided to leave the names up there.
Well, because it's we can decide this later.
We have a rating system.
No, it's not a rating system. It is being. I just have to finish it because the trick of it there is that it gets. Each show is weighted by their participation, and then the final piece that has to go in there is that they get an additional number every time that they have a new show within a period. So, in other words, that keeps the most current shows and near the front of the list, and then as people pod fade, they slide down to the back pages of the list.
Oh, no. So, when I decided we were going to take a break last week, I moved our number down.
It's not in place right now. It's not in place.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm fine then.
We love the Pride 48 event. It's a great event. You know what? I had the most touching thing happen to me this year. There was a podcaster that stopped me. I cannot remember his name. I think it's Steve the Seder. Have you heard of this guy? And he stopped me.
Someone named Seder.
Yeah, he stopped me and he was just like, you know, you and Adam are in my 48-hour podcast, which means that I listened to it within 48 hours of it. And I was very, very touched until I overheard him like telling Vera Charles, like, you know, Vera, your show is in my 24-hour list. And I listen. It's like, apparently he's got this like this whole sliding scale of how he listens to shows and we are not at the top of that list. But it made me feel good for a little
12-hour
while.
12-hour list, you know.
I think Go Big or Go Home is pretty much in his... Or catching up, perhaps. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was very touching, though. I love the event. It's great. There you go. That was it. We had a great time with our entire...
It was really fun. You know, we already covered this on the show, so I didn't put anything about Vegas because we already kind of covered it in the live show because we went relatively late in the weekend, so we talked about most of our week.
Oh, wow. This is an oldie, but a goodie. Yeah, hold on. We're getting a phone call here, Adam. Let's listen to that, shall we?
Hey guys, it's Taylor from Bot is My Co-Pilot. I'm calling the Celebrity Death Zone.
Yes.
Dean Jones of Herbie the Love Bug, dot dead at 84. Bye.
There you go. It's amazing to me that of all the Disney films that Dean Jones was in, he like zeroed in on Herbie the Love Bug.
Yay!
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know, that is our first, as far as I know, that is our first Celebrity Death phone call by Taylor. And I think it's the first call we've ever gotten from Taylor.
Maybe I don't track Taylor that closely.
Look, as everyone knows, Taylor is a podcasting celebrity.
He is. I was texting him the other day about his show, which his show is Pod is My Copilot over at podismycopilot.com. And I was texting him halfway, you know, about the show. And then I finally, after like the third text, I'm like, you know what? I should just call a voicemail instead of texting you these notes. So it's like I do owe them a voicemail.
So I feel honored. Now we just need a call from Taffy.
do. Yeah, that'll
and
never happen.
Rodan.
That'll never happen.
I don't think either of them listen to podcasts.
No, they don't. All right, here's my question, Adam. You know what? We haven't done this in a while because we've been on hiatus, but it is 9:12 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com. You may be listening to this later in our stream, but just know that every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, wow, that was a big mouthful. Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock, we stream live on Pride48.com, and we are joined.
Not raiding.
We enjoin. No, I don't do the raids on Sunday. Anyway, we are joined by the world's most amazing chat room. Adam, who is in the chat room with us this evening?
It's Anti-Vera. Well, you didn't let me ask people who they were, so I feel a little bit at a loss here. But Anti-Vera Charles.
Yes.
Go Big or Go Home Marcus.
And his magical beard. Yes.
I see Greg, mm-hmm. Lamont Cranston, Mags, mm-hmm. Sater69. We've got Sick Humor Penguin, mm-hmm. who used to be Death Humor Penguin.
I think he's just sick. It's the good ago. Humor Penguin, but he's sick. He's under the weather.
We've got Meh.
Yes.
Melissa Miranda.
Mm-hmm.
We have
Minion 51,
right. Who we learned is Carlos. Mm-hmm. And then we have Tom and Terry. We don't know whether it's Tom, Terry, or both.
Well, it's at TNT in Chicago, so that's Tom and Terry in Chicago.
I just picture them like Auntie Vera and Gooch. They're sitting in their palatial
one of their places.
Living room.
Yeah, I've been in one of their palatial living rooms because they have many. And but yes,
they're, I don't know what their alcohol of choice is, but they're sitting by the fire. You know, their butler is bringing them like crudité. Mm-hmm. And alcoholic beverages as they listen on their Sonos system.
That's right.
To our live show tonight.
Right. Oh, look. Steve says that he's going to move Duvius Intent to his 24-hour list. So, good. So, I guess Steve the Satyr is moving us to the 24-hour list. That's great. I think you can check out Steve the Satyr's show. What's it called? Steva Sphere?
Satyr Sphere.
The stevasphere.com.
It's an airline themed show.
It is. It's an
where
airline.
They tell you what to do with your oxygen masks.
If you have a peanut allergy, you probably shouldn't listen because those peanut allergies are pretty bad.
They even have a stewardess.
They do. I think I did one for them at one point. I'm not sure when. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, guys. We have a lot of these to catch up on, so let's just get them out of the way here, shall we?
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Child actor, one of the little rascals, Dickie Moore, dead at 89. Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Little Rascals, Dickie Moore. Yes, no?
Well, the Little Rascals are famous. I have no idea who that is, but I'm going to give it to him.
All right. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. So for those of you who may not know what this is, we have a little ongoing contest here called the Celebrity Death Phone. If a celebrity dies, you need to be the first person to call in and report their death. And if we deem them to be a significant enough celebrity and you didn't actually cause their death, then we put your name into a drawing and we increase the pot by $2. And this is our brand new season. So now we're up to $4 in that pot.
We're up to $4.
$4, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you.
But the winner this year, who was, in fact, RT Cruiser.
That's right. What did he win?
He won $208.
$208. Yeah, $208.
Something like that. Yep. So,
there
yeah.
There you go. Oh, Sater says if you have a penis allergy, you probably shouldn't listen either, which makes sense. Great. So, I don't know. I feel so disjointed this evening. I don't even know where we're going with this thing. Talk about your thing there.
Oh, okay.
By the way, before you talk about the thing. At the beginning of the show, you heard the lovely dulcet tones of Nicole from Greetings from Nowhere doing our previously on DI Plus recording this week.
Nicole loves me, by the way.
Thank you, Nicole, for doing that for us.
And I love Nicole, but I mean, I'm just saying Nicole has a soft spot in her heart for me.
So you're saying that Adam Burns. You're on Nicole's like 6-hour list or something?
Something. Yeah, I don't know if she listens to the show, mm-hmm. but she loves me. That's all I know. And I love you too, Nicole. Anyway, so I just want to mention this briefly because I just want to. It will take me 30 seconds, but mm-hmm. we've been traveling a lot.
Oh.
Well, it's going to take longer than 30 seconds.
No, you said it was only going to be 30 seconds. You said it was only going to take 30 seconds.
Hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Uh-huh.
Uggy, the dog that starred in the movie The Artist, dead at 13.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's a dog, for Christ's sake. Yeah. I mean, come on. Benji is about the only... Lassie. They're both already dead.
Right.
Benji and Lassie, that's it. Those are the only two I would have accepted.
What about Sydney?
Well, I guess she's a celebrity by proxy.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Speaking of Sydney.
Speaking of Sydney. So we've been traveling a lot this summer, and we took a little trip, and my parents were out of town, and they're the ones that usually keep Sydney. So we were literally gone for maybe 28 hours, something like that, because it was a trip to nearby St. Louis, and we were spending the night. And we decided, okay, Sydney does fine. You know, we have a doggy door. We have her kind of, we have a fence that gives her a little bit of area inside the house where mm-hmm. her crate is and all that. And it leads to the doggy door so she can go out and has the whole backyard. Mm-hmm. And so we thought the only thing that's missing is food and water because we feed her.
Right.
And if we can take care of that, she can last a day and a couple of hours without us being there. No big deal. So I decided I was going to go buy one of those automatic feeders.
The automatic feeder. Feeder.
And I don't know if anyone's ever used this automatic feeder thing, right? But I bought it last minute and they had instructions on there for how to introduce your dog to the automatic feeder. I was like, what do you mean introduce your dog? Some food comes out, they eat it. No big deal. I mean, you know, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we set up the automatic feeder and it was literally the night we're leaving. I like ran to Petco or PetSmart or whichever one and bought this automatic feeder and set it up and, you know, and I wanted to test it out. So I set the time for a time that we were still going to be there. So I made sure it worked.
Right.
And the food comes out and it scares the crap out of her. She like jumps back, like doesn't know what to do with this thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we come home. I mean, there was no option. My parents weren't in town. I couldn't take her to it. Anyway, I was like, you eat it or not. But she was afraid of this thing. So we come back, you know, 28 hours later, whatever. She hasn't touched any of the food.
Right.
There's like three feedings worth of food in this bowl. She hasn't touched it. This was like a month ago.
Yes.
But we decided we were going to stick with it, you know. I mean, because I spent like $100 on this thing. So,
how much better is a system that doesn't fail when it comes to feeding the pet that you love? The problem with other automatic pet feeders is the simple engineering they incorporate into their design. The auger, for example, forces kibble with a screw-like torque rotation which can pressurize kibble.
And scare the dog!
With a flip-style unit, kibble can get caught between flaps and kibble settling on top of the mechanism.
Can you say kibble more?
Kibble. With the spring auger unit, the same pressurization can occur as in the auger unit, causing the food to lodge and also jam.
You mean kibble.
Lastly, with an open-hole spin-drop design, food can bridge and jam in between the holes.
Oh my gosh, there's a whole lot of words to say. Is it an open spin-drop system, or is this an auger system, or is this a flip?
I don't know. It has, it just, this thing turns, and it's like a, think of a gumball machine.
Uh-huh.
Think of a gumball machine. What you would imagine a gumball machine to be like. You turn a crank,
right,
and a little thing turns, and the thing comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on, you can pick a quarter cup, half cup.
This is fascinating. Like, this is absolutely fascinating. So the point is that the dog is completely scared of this.
She was, but now a month later, that's it. So it took a month. She is now eating food out of it, finally. Finally. Like, but
I hate to bring this up. I hate to bring this up because, you know, I don't want to be that guy. But an easy, just a simple Google search on like automatic dog feeders will take you to numerous DIY projects that just use gravity. Like you can like, you know, fill up like 2 liter bottles of Coke that are turned upside down inside of the bowl so that as they drink it past a certain level, it continuously refills the water enough to handle it for a couple of days.
The water bowl we did that for.
Right.
But I didn't want to do it for food because what if she's a hog and she just keeps eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and eating and she gets fat?
I don't know. Well, she's not going to get fat in a day.
Well, no, but I wanted to keep using it because now we don't have to feed her ever. We just make sure
that
thing's full.
Oh, great. Don't ever
and
have to feed the dog.
It spits out the food at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and that's it. And
that's great. This is amazing. That was it.
Yeah. If anyone else has tried to have, I just wanted to mention it. That's it. I told you it was
amazing. It's just a high. The people are just on the edge of their seat, Adam. They want to know,
you know,
about this.
They enjoy my Sydney talk.
They enjoy your Sydney talk.
They do.
Oh, what's this? Let's go here. How many of these are there? All right, let's go through.
Hey, guys. David, the Blue Jeans guy, calling for the celebrity death phone. It looks like in the middle of the night, Sunday night, Dr. Wayne Dyer, author, motivational speaker, and spiritual mentor to many people, passed in his sleep. So see you on the other side, Dr. Wayne Dyer.
I'm sorry, David. It's David, not Brian, right?
Yes.
Sorry, David. Daniel, as we know, is an atheist. So this person is spiritual. They're automatically off the list.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Anyway.
Sure.
That was it. So that's my dog bowl story. That was it.
Great.
No matter how interesting people thought it was or was not, that is my dog bowl story.
So let me ask you this, Adam. Do you use, or I have found myself recently, I don't even know where I'm going with this. I found myself recently not watching as much TV as I used
watching
to.
Watching a lot of 14-year-olds on YouTube.
Right. A, I do not watch 14-year-olds on YouTube. I watch YouTube a lot. It constantly blows my mind that you don't. It's like, there's a lot of funny stuff on YouTube. I don't understand why you don't watch it. Anyway, yeah, I have Good Mythical Morning. You've never watched Good Mythical Morning?
No. I think we should do a contest for you one time where I just pull up a bunch of underage boy YouTubers and see how many of them you know.
See, here's the thing. I bet. Here's the thing. This is your own prejudice here. You are the one that is obsessed with the young boys on YouTube. I would say, look, I'm going to read off my subscription list here. And of my subscription list, there is maybe one young kid on there. And it's only because he lives up the street from me. And a lot of his videos have like landmarks like in this area that I can see. And it's him and his grandmother that you heard on the beginning of the show, which is Kevin Drobniak. But Wheezy Waiter is not a young kid. Auntie Vera Charles is not a young kid. Paul Armstrong.
How old is Wheezy Waiter?
Wheezy Waiter's in his late 30s. Let's see. Auntie Vera Charles is not a kid. Paul Armstrong is not a young kid. Mark Miller is not a young kid. I mean, he's in his 20s, but he's not a young kid. Good Mythical Morning, which is Rhett and Link. They're both like 30s.
I know who Rhett and Link are.
We Love Katya, which is Katya's YouTube channel.
How old is that person?
Katya, the drag queen?
Yeah.
From RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know. She's in her 30s. Let's see. Tom Merritt. Definitely not a kid. Coco Peru. Let's see. The Fine Brothers. Now, the Fine Brothers.
You,
the Fine Brothers do have some kids on it, but that's because they have those kids react to videos. And so
you are not mentioning on the. Okay. Wait a minute. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
Okay, go. Wow Daniel. Presents Will Hauser. I Fight Dragons. Geeky Gay. Signal Light. These are the things that I've subscribed to.
Why are you even following me? I don't even put anything on there. But anyway,
you're talking. No, what it is I made a joke about Lush, about Lush and Nick.
It is more than just that. You know, maybe you're not subscribing to them, but we have had multiple conversations where you're watching these children on YouTube. It's fine. It's fine.
I don't watch. I know who they are because it shows up in my YouTube suggestions. I mean, like, watching, I know.
Oh, it shows up in your suggestions.
It's like, I know who Shane Dawson is. I've watched some of his videos, but it's not like I'm not subscribed to him. It's like
Daniel Brewer will like 14-year-old Gable.
Matthew, you know.
We're going to put those in his suggestions.
Well, it is Google. They do know a lot.
It's like when Baptist ministers go on like Facebook and it shows them ads for like, I don't know, Viagra or something. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Or those pop-ups that say, find young girls in your area.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
So you've been watching a lot of YouTube. Go ahead.
Right. I don't even remember what I was trying to say. I was watching a lot of YouTube.
It's in the card right there.
Where?
I know what you're trying to get to because it's in the car.
Oh, so the thing is, wow, this is so,
Trello.
This is, I'm looking at it right now, Adam. So I find myself not watching TV as much. I tend to watch a lot of things on Amazon Prime and Netflix, and I don't do Hulu because I hate the commercial things. Although Hulu just recently came out with a new subscription option that will drop the commercials.
I heard that.
But
for
not all of
$4.
But not all of their content. There's to be careful on that because not all of their content
is
yeah. So it's kind of like a dicey. So make sure that the show that you want. However, what I did find is this neat little trick for those of you who may be in the same boat that I am that like to watch, TV, after the fact or whatever. If you're on Comcast, if you have the Xfinity system, there is the Xfinity On Demand system, which is available. You can log into from anywhere with your Xfinity ID. You can log in and you can pretty much watch anything on demand on Xfinity. The caveat is that it's got commercials in it, right? And you normally can't fast forward through the commercials or whatever. So it becomes like a Hulu thing, which becomes very annoying. However, what I found quite by accident is that if you're running Adblocker Plus, it actually cuts all the commercials out of most of them. It's like there's a few that run like that are actually some of the Xfinity stuff is actually streamed from Hulu. And Hulu is smart enough to go like, hey, you're blocking our ads and we're just going to show you a black screen for 30 seconds, right? But there's very few of them. Most of them, like all of the ABC content, all of the ABC Family content, all of the AMC channel content. So like Mr. Robot, all these things you can watch on Xfinity with Adblocker Plus running, and it basically just cuts out all the commercials. So CBS properties you can watch that way. So if you have Xfinity, it's a helpful little hint there for you. If you didn't DVR a show, just watch it on your laptop, logging into the Xfinity site and run Adblocker Plus, which is an add-in for Chrome. And then there you go. It's done and you can clip small out for you. So it's nice. So there you go. That was my helpful hint, Adam.
I use Cox. We don't have Comcast here. And actually, this is ridiculous. You people are going to yell at me probably. My internet and cable together,
yes.
$100 a month.
Wow.
Is that not ridiculous?
Wait, expensive or not?
Expensive. That is expensive. That is so expensive. $300. They are raping me. They are like sticking hot pokers.
Hold
up
on, hold
my
on.
Ass.
You just said $100.
$300 a month.
I heard $100 a month.
No,
that's okay. All right, fine.
$100 a month.
Yeah, I pay. I'm going to tell you this. I pay because I have 150 megabits down and 50 up.
I have 100.
Up.
I have 100 down.
Right, so I have 150 down, 50 up, and then I have HD stuff, but I don't have any pay channels right now. So mine is 128. So yeah, 128
See?
Is what I pay.
I don't understand it. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I don't understand. We have HBO, but mm-hmm. that's the only Prime one we have. We have a Filipino channel, which is like $15 a month.
Right.
Which he pays me for. And
don't you make him, you make Mittens pay you for that? You will pay me for that Filipino.
He shares the bills. He just includes that on. I don't watch that channel. Anyway, and other than that, I mean, we have like four DVRs, maybe three.
Okay. Well, there you go.
And
those cost each month.
We have the really fancy one that'll record like six things at a time.
Yeah.
But because we like to record a lot of stuff. But other than that, I mean, we don't really have anything major.
Yeah,
we're
I've gotten
the third tier up. I'm thinking about changing to
you should.
To like DirecTV, the one that has the hopper.
So you're looking for Dish. Yeah, Dish.
Dish.
Yeah.
But the problem is I would still have to get internet from Cox.
Yeah, but it's not going to be $300.
They're going to raise the cost of it, though.
No, but not to $300. How much is it's going to be? Probably $89 for
you. Well,
it's
$100 right now with the package.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
You know what?
Anyway.
Email me. I will, if you talk to me during the week, I will hook you up with Kevin, who's my friend that works for Cox, and we can see if we can get you like something else.
Cool. I'd love that. So. Anyway, they're raping me. And you know, I have this fear of calling them because you know how it is calling them.
Yes.
They like run you through and you can't go on their website. They make it so confusing. It is the most confusing thing. Anyway, I have to tell you one other story that happened in Vegas. I don't know why I'm telling you this because...
Well, and then I have one Vegas story, and then we will put Vegas in our rear.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the fall TV shows, we can move it. It was just something...
No, it's fine. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Right. So, I don't even know why I'm telling you this, but I'm going to tell you this. Don't anybody make fun of me, please.
Here we go.
Don't make fun of me. I was so excited because I was $65 up for the week. I was playing blackjack and I was $65 up for the week.
Yes.
And I was like, woohoo, Daniel's been losing money all week. I'm up $65. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Woohoo. Mm-hmm. You know, my method is working. I've got it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the last night I was like, okay, I'm going to just take this money and I'm going to, you know, maybe I'll double this $65 that I've won or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And so my method is, and it works, but you have to be rich for it to work. So my method
Well, then this
is,
should be perfect for you.
Right, exactly.
It should be absolutely perfect for you. It's the
every time you lose, you double your bet.
And he's beat all the tables in Vegas, and now he's going to share his secrets with you. It's time for the Adam Burns Secret to Winning in Vegas.
Look, I didn't even tell Mark this. I completely lied and said that I was still up $65. I didn't want to admit it.
Oh, my God. Wait. Let's just hope that Mittens doesn't listen to the show.
I'm a liar. I didn't. Actually, he didn't ask.
Okay, great.
But anyway, someone asked me and I lied to them. And it was someone completely inconsequential. I don't even know why I lied to them. But anyway.
Because nobody likes to admit that they've lost money.
So anyway, the last night, right? I'm going down. Like, I got a strawberry daiquiri, went over to the machine at the Luxor. It was like midnight or something, right? And I put in 100. And at one point, I was up to like 125,
yes.
130, something like that. I should have freaking cashed out right then. I should have. And then I was like, you know, I'm just going to see if I can double this.
Got greedy there.
Double it,
got
right?
greedy.
See, if I'd have stopped at 125, I would have been $90 up
right.
for the week.
Woulda, coulda,
that would have paid for like one room in a hotel or whatever.
Right.
But I didn't.
Didn't.
And the next round I lost. And then I doubled it and I lost again. And I doubled it and I lost again.
Aww.
And I doubled it and I lost again. I kept fucking losing.
Wow.
I got to the point where I had eaten up all $125.
Uh-huh.
Gone. Then I went to the ATM and got another 100 out. I was like, I'm just going to try again. Maybe I can make that 125 back.
Betting angry. Yes.
I lost that whole 100.
Wow.
As well. So I ended up losing about $200 total. But I had been up 65, so I probably only lost maybe for the whole Vegas trip. I only lost like maybe less than 150.
Well, that's good.
But I ended up losing money. I was so proud. Too.
Whenever you, I mean, we hold on. Let's get to this phone call, and then we'll talk about this here. Let's see. Let's move on here to this. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Archie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Sports baller, Hall of Fame sports baller, Frank Gifford, dead at 84. I'd like to share this prize with Tom from Tom and Terry in Chicago. Seeing as he tweeted me about this one.
Okay, oh. Bye. Oh, they tweeted you about that. So there you go. I heard him quite clearly say that he wants you to write down Tom and Terry's name.
Wait, who was it? Who died?
Frank Gifford.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kathy Lee's husband. Anyway, there.
Money,
what was
though,
it?
Right?
What?
They don't need the money, though, right? They're rich.
So it doesn't. RT Cruiser like comes over from Australia every year.
We're up to $6.
It's not exactly
anyway,
hurting.
So
that's $6.
I'm so ashamed. Right. I'm so ashamed. I should have had self control and I didn't. And I will never gamble again. Ever.
There you go. Just let your conscience be your guide. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Wait, didn't mean to say that. I have to edit that out. Anyway, I don't think I got it exactly.
Well, you didn't finish the last word. But.
So the last thing I wanted to say about Vegas is that you and I stayed until Tuesday morning.
Yes, we did. And then I sweetly took you to the airport at like 5 a.m.
You did. Thank you very much.
Anyway, what were we going to say?
No, what I was going to say is, so the last night that we were there, we went and saw Matt Franco do his little magic shoe over at the Link Theater. And the nice thing about it is, I think I put the pictures of the tickets on the Face Space. But we were actually in seats A1 and A2. So we were actually at the stage. I mean, we were right there.
We could see his ball sweat.
We could. And the fun thing that happened was that he used a deck of cards to do several different tricks. And he's a messy magician. A lot of his cards go flying around on the stage as he throws them around and whatnot. Yes. But he ended up with about a third of the deck left after he had done a bunch of these tricks. And he tossed them to me. Look, I have the third of a deck right here.
I was there.
Yeah, so I have the third of the deck of cards that he threw to me that I have
kept. Do you
sleep
here. With those every night?
No, I don't. But had I seen him out, you know, had he been outside, you know, like Penn and Teller are outside and you can talk to them or whatever. It's like, and Mac King was out there that we could talk, but it was like, we could have, had he been out there, I would have had him sign it, but he wasn't. But if you if you don't know who Matt Franco is, he won America's Got Talent last year. And as I explained it to Adam, when Adam was asking who he was, it's like, he's what David Copperfield was before David Copperfield became a parody of himself. In the sense that he's, a young magician that has a new spin on things that he's like, you know, he's very personable. He's very attractive. And he does, you know, he's a good magician.
He's very,
very good sleight of hand. His assistants need some work, but he is just an amazing sleight of hand magician. He's got a special coming out on NBC next week, I believe, on the 17th. So this coming week.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's called Matt Franco's Got Magic. So make sure you check that out if you want to see Matt Franco and do some,
In it. So you
we
should
are
all
not.
Watch it.
We're not.
They
in
were
it.
Recording that night. You're not mine.
Oh, well, Nico says in the chat room says that his phone number was written in invisible ink on the cards that he threw to me.
Oh,
you know what? You know, he does this little card storytelling thing. So maybe the numbers left in these cards are his actual phone number. Let's see. I wonder if I dialed those. Let's see. It's an experiment for some other time. You know what, Adam? I have become lately. I've become obsessed. Not obsessed, but I've become interested in poker.
I barely know her.
So I just wanted to throw this out there to you. I've been playing Texas Hold'em on a website called Replay Poker, which is not a gambling site, and it does not use real money. It's fake money. It's free.
I don't want to lose any more money.
No, you sign up and you get free chips, and you can. It's like one of those Facebook things. It's like if you run out of chips, they give you more every day. But if you run out of chips and you want to buy more, then you can buy them for $5. You know, it's like one of those Facebook games. You don't have to buy the chips, but if you wanted to, you could. But the point, if anyone is interested in playing poker, drop me an email. I'll send you a link because you can get some free chips if you use my link.
The reason he's doing it is because he gets free chips.
No, I would like other people. I do get free chips also, but I would like to play. I'm doing quite well, so I don't need chips right now. But it's like,
look at you.
I am. You can play tournaments too, which is fun. So it's like again, this no real money here. This is all fake money. So if you'd like to play poker, drop me an email and I will send you the referral link. If you don't want to give me extra chips and you just want to go, you know, to the, it's called replaypoker.com. You can certainly go there on your own. However, if you use my link, then we're automatically friended, and then you can see when I'm online and I can see when you're online, and we can actually play together, right? We can play at the same table or whatever.
Me, I'm an old man. I play Pinochle online.
Well, there you go.
That's what I do.
There you go. So no, my goal is I want to play in a poker tournament here in Connecticut. We have two big casinos here that have, you know, poker tournaments all the time. And it's really kind of a way to control the thing, because like I had a budget to gamble with in Vegas and I lost that budget, which is fine. It was budgeted and it was fine. But had I been playing in poker tournaments or sitting at poker things, it would have worked out better, because the way the poker tournaments work is that you go in and you pay $200 up front and then you get $25,000 worth of fake chips. And then it's an elimination after that. And if you place within the top like 12 or 14 players, you get cash back, right? So it's like as long as you place within like the top 20, you get back your $200.
There are people who make their living as poker players.
Yeah, there is. So it's just kind of one of those. Yeah, Big Brother.
Brother.
But here's my point is that that's a much more controlled environment where you're basically like, okay, I paid the $200 and that's all I'm not running out. I have my $25,000 in fake chips that I'm going to gamble, and that's going to last me hopefully for several hours as I play, right? And even after you get eliminated, you're in the tournament area there, you get to keep watching. So you still get your free drinks and stuff. So it's just more of a kind of a way to, instead of like sitting at a casino table or whatever, of doing that and kind of controlling the budget, as it were. So I'm interested in doing that. So that's why I've been interested in poker lately. Oh my God, the show is so boring. All right, let's move on. This is so boring.
I think people like
stuff. Hi, this is Larry, also known as Q-Sledge, calling the diff phone. Actress Judy Carn, best known for being the Sakatumi girl on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In in the late 60s, died on September 3rd. We will miss her.
That kill.
Thank you, DJ. Have a nice day. Bye.
That is Q-Sledge from the...
Brainhammer. That is a new one.
Yeah,
he has a new one.
Yeah, he and TJ. I have a it's on my fridge. I have a magnet. What is it, a Brainhammer podcast? I don't know. It's on Pride 48.
That was his old one, wasn't it?
Let's see. Pride48.com/shows. Let's see. I'll find it here because I know we have them on our list.
All right. So while you're looking for that, I'm going to quickly talk about cabaret. So if no one knows, life is a cabaret, my friend. Life is a cabaret. I'm playing trumpet in cabaret at the Arkansas Public Theater. Used to be called Rogers Little Theater, but they have renamed themselves. And I started. So one of the reasons I haven't talked to you, Daniel, is because every day I have been in rehearsals.
I believe it's the Brain Dead podcast, Adam.
Brain Dead.
Okay. You can find them at braindeadpodcast.com.
So the reason I haven't talked to you recently is because I've been. The weekend that I got back from Vegas, I started rehearsals for cabaret.
I know, because you landed the role. I talked about this the other day in the chat room.
The trumpet player.
You landed the role of the MC in cabaret
at the
Rogers, Arkansas Playhouse production.
Thank you very much, Auntie Vera. I am not a Kit Kat girl. I would be a Kit Kat boy. But anyway, I'm not either one of those things. So we had a rehearsal on Saturday. Mm-hmm. No big deal. You know, whatever. I'm playing second trumpet. Actually, the second trumpet is optional, and I'll maybe a third of the show. So the first half of the show, I'm sitting there most of the time. I play three songs in the first half. But anyway, but it's fun. I mean, it's fun still, and I get paid for it. So, mm-hmm. Hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. But so, and I get to watch a good show. So we go through the music on Saturday, but we don't have the cast there.
Yes.
And Sunday is the first day that we actually do a run through with the cast. And so they get up on the stage, and I've never seen cabaret. Now, this is the 1998 revival version, so it's edgier.
Oh, it's edgier.
It's edgier than the apparent, I've been told. I've never seen the original, but I've been told the 98 version.
Now, you know, Alan Cumming was just on Broadway this past year with a revival of cabaret.
Yeah, I think he did. They did the same 98 version. But anyway. So I haven't watched it because I don't want to see how bad our version really is until afterwards, and then I'll go back and watch, you know, the other ones. But so I had not seen it. So I, you know, I'm not a prude, but I was just shocked.
Shocked.
Like I was shocked. Like all the girls, they're in this, I mean, scantily clad, like this racy lingerie, right?
You're like really.
All the
you're
dance
you're really
moves.
Like upset about this. You're like,
no,
you're
no, no.
Like,
no, no, no. It's fine for me. But see, I had, you know, my parents come to this thing and like other, you know, right. We have old Baptist people that come to these plays, right? I was shocked that they did. They have a male, they have a boy kiss in this thing.
The scandal of it all.
And they kiss on the lips. I don't know if these two guys are gay, but they kiss. I mean, it's a pretty passionate looking kiss. But anyway, I was shocked. I was so like, it's fine. I love it. In fact, this is out of all the shows that I've done at this theater. I think this cast is the best. And this show is the best of like any of the ones we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just shocked at that. And I even had a conversation with my mom. I was like, maybe you need to watch a couple of clips of the 98 version on YouTube. Before you decide if you're going to come and bring my 92-year-old
No, I think you were definitely underselling. It's like, it's theater.
They do sex acts behind a white sheet with a thing on it.
They do simulated sex acts.
But anyway, well, who knows? They're behind a sheet. But anyway, so it's fun. I'm really enjoying it. I love the trumpet part. It's really good. And I'm having a good time. That's really all I wanted to say. But there's a couple of cute boys in there, and they are shirtless the whole time. There's like this muscular kind of 25 looking guy with like nice pecs and abs, and the MC, he's hot as well, and he's shirtless the whole time. So I get to look at that. I get to look at them like the whole 2 hours or whatever from the show. And my parents are going to come, actually, but
yeah, they will. Oh, see what I did there. All right.
Anyway, it's really good, and I'm really enjoying it. That's all.
Okay, great.
I think there was something else I was going to say, but I'll remember it 2 hours from now.
I have no idea. Anyway, there we go. So
We can move the last one to the next week because we're a little bit over on discussion topic.
I don't care whether we're behind or not. We're going to do this though.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Big Fatty Online, the last word. I wouldn't even finish it. He's just the last word. That's all.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. I know we're in the tech segment, but I don't know if it, I have to watch the 98 version, but it ends. It is a very tear-jerking end.
Yeah.
Like you have all this like upbeat first half, right?
Spoiler alert.
And then, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but I'm going to tell everyone.
Uh-huh.
And then, now I haven't seen it like the actual Broadway version, but I'm assuming we do it exactly like they do it. Then she comes out and sings Cabaret and it's all sad and stuff because she's had an abortion and all this crap, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Cabaret is going, it's all like this, and the orchestra kind of falls apart. And everyone comes out from the cast with either the pink triangle or the yellow star.
Uh-huh.
And then the doors open and it's a gas chamber. And they all go into the gas chamber. And that's how it ends.
I see Greg says, and then Nazis.
I have almost cried every single time
that
we've done it.
Aww.
And the main character, his emotion that he shows on his face is incredible. He is really good, I think. If he wants to be an actor,
By the way, I see Greg also has I see Greg from the instant, from the Inappropriate Conversations podcast. Sorry, I had to get that out. I see Greg makes a very good point here. Your mom has engaged in sex acts before.
She has.
She
has because I'm here. But
right, exactly.
Anyway, no, I love it. And sorry, I haven't seen it before Seder.
Okay, great. Well, we're here in the technology segment. Yes. So let's put those sex acts and Nazis behind us. And let's indeed get to this phone call here that comes in for some. Who, I don't know. It says Joe Batant / Christina. Is it a joint phone call?
No, it's just, you know, how Joe is.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's me, Christina from nowhere. I was calling because I had a tech question.
Yes.
I read a lot of techie blogs, and I was wondering, what is a Raspberry Pi, and what can I do with it? Thanks for explaining that to me, guys. Once again, Christina from nowhere.
Right.
Bye.
Right. Guy, that's an excellent question, Joe Batants. So what is a Raspberry Pi, and what can you do with it?
Well it's a couple of things.
A Raspberry Pi is basically...
pie made with raspberries.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's a fruit, right? A raspberry is a fruit. You usually cut with some sugar and make a nice little kind of a filling. You'd put it in the pie shell.
You can do a crumble.
Yeah, that,
top.
I think the thing that sets the Raspberry Pi apart from, let's say, like an apple pie is that you would traditionally do a crumble on top of the Raspberry Pi as opposed to, you know, doing the laced things down there. But actually what you're asking about is the small little embedded computer systems that they're found everywhere called a Raspberry Pi, which is it's a very tiny, it's probably about the size of...
One right here, but this is not video.
Okay, I mean, it's about the size of a Roku, basically. It's like a little hockey puck size, right? Basically.
Well, let's see. It's right here.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm.
And it is... What size is that?
I can't see you there. I have to click on your camera.
It's...
it's about the size.
So you're also looking at yourself.
No, wow. I had it on Switch.
It's smaller than a Roku.
All right.
And actually, it doesn't... You literally get a circuit board.
Correct.
There's no case or anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it is basically a computer. It is a very tiny computer. It's about the size of a Roku, which, by the way, a.k.a.
A little bit larger than a credit card.
A Roku is basically a little computer also. But anyway, it's a tiny computer. And the thing about the Raspberry Pi is it's incredibly cheap. They're about $35. Yes. You can get one for, you know, you can get one with the case and everything for like $45 or whatever. Definitely under $50. And they're just little computers, and they're basically used for hobbyist stuff. So they're, you put on them Linux or some other like lightweight operating system. I know that there's an embedded Windows 10 operating system
there
that you can put on them as well.
Yeah, so to get the new Raspberry Pi for that.
Right. But then what it is it's just a little tiny computer. It's all, there's no keyboard or whatever, but there are USB ports on it, and there's an HDMI port on it. So you can basically do, you know, HDMI to connect out to a TV or any kind of monitor that has an HDMI input. You can use a USB for your mouse and your keyboard or whatever. But typically they're used in DIY projects. So you would do some kind of like a home automation system or whatever.
Yes.
That is controlled by a Raspberry Pi. And it's just incredibly versatile because Linux is a very lightweight operating system that lets you, you know, it also comes with a compiler in it, so you can write stuff in C++ to do all kind of
Python.
Things. And when you, well, yeah, you could absolutely, you could script stuff in Python or Perl or any of those that you could actually load onto Linux. But the where most automation things go, or where most home projects go, is they couple a Raspberry Pi with Arduino boards. And Arduino boards are little breadboards type things that allow you to basically send out electrical impulses to control motors in a sequence. So any kind of like little robot things or whatever, those are all little Arduino boards, like things that will open your doors or like lock the locks on your doors, whatever, you know, by turning a motor. Those are all Arduino boards that are basically convert some kind of signal into a, you know, an impulse to the motor to do something like that. So it's all basically home automation stuff. Stuff that you, Joe Batance, probably would not have an interest in doing.
He did say in the GroupMe, because he messaged us on GroupMe.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, I think, or maybe he messaged me. I think it was in the GroupMe, but I'm not sure. And he said he might be interested in getting into some electronics type hobbyist stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he's really interested in this. I will say that anything you can do with a Raspberry Pi, most things there, unless you have a very specific niche, an itch that you need to scratch for yourself, most even of the home automation stuff and things of that nature, probably there is a commercial product available.
Mm-hmm.
The reason people would do something with the Raspberry Pi is because they enjoy doing that kind of stuff. They want to, you know, make it custom to their own needs, and they enjoy playing around with electronics.
Right. There's some cool lighting projects and stuff, like Christmas lighting projects and stuff that will let, you know, like if you wanted to sequence the lights outside, your Christmas lights outside of your house at Christmas time to the music or whatever, you would write that in, you know, and run it on a Raspberry Pi, like play the music, convert that into beats or whatever that send out impulses to the different things using an Arduino board. So it's all up there. There's a whole new category of ultra cheap small computers like that. There's some Windows based ones.
There's also one called a Bugle Bone, Boogie Bone.
Yeah,
some kind of bone.
You can look for them. I mean, there's all kind of little tiny computers now that you can get for under $100. A lot of them are HDMI sticks, just kind of like the Amazon Fire Stick or the Chromecast stick that you basically just plug straight into your HDMI port on a computer, and there you go. It's a computer right on a chip. You know, I mean, basically it's whatever.
But if you really are interested, so I will say again, it is a hobbyist thing, and you really need to be interested in that kind of stuff in order to do it. It's not something that's going to solve a problem for you necessarily, that you couldn't just go out and buy something. But if you really are interested in getting into electronics, they make kits that actually you can hook the breadboard right up to it, and they have instructions, and you can pick a project. If you go on adafruit.com, there are projects where you can buy the Raspberry Pi with all the other components that you need, and it will give you instructions to, like, you know, hook everything together and make it work. You can also just Google like top 10 Raspberry Pi projects or something like that.
Yep.
And there are all kinds of articles. So it's fun. I mean, I love it. Daniel loves it, but it's because we enjoy that kind of thing. So it depends.
Yeah, in fairness, we do a lot of really bizarre things. So
yeah, and I, you know, actually I'm really interested in mine, but as far as I've gotten so far is installing Linux on it. I didn't get anything else done with it yet. It's sitting over here.
I have so many older computers laying around here that it's just as easy to throw Linux on them and have them sit in a corner and do the same things, because it basically just ends up with them.
And now I want to buy the new one because I want to try the new Windows on it.
Of course. Why not? Anyway, there you go. So that is what a Raspberry Pi is. Good luck, and I hope you enjoy playing with yours.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, fix it.
The news.
That news sound effect sounds really tinny on my end. Okay, an Oregon man faces charges after authorities say he urinated on passengers on a flight from Anchorage to Portland, Oregon.
You know, I was at a bar last night where people were urinating on each other, but I don't think they were objecting to it.
Are you serious? Were people really peeing on each other at a bar?
So, yeah, yes, but then, well, this isn't important at Disney. This is in the news segment.
Bar.
All right. Well, I will tell you about it later. We'll talk about this later.
Wow. Wow. In Connecticut or New York?
Connecticut. It was anyway. The second Saturday of every month is the Connecticut Cruisers, which is a leather club. They have a night, and there was somebody.
And
that
they piss on each other at the bar.
There was somebody there that was into water sports last night that wanted to be pissed on in the bathroom, and they had several gentlemen.
Okay, they didn't have like a sheet in the main bar.
No, there's a patio outside. I mean, they could have happened out there. I don't know.
So a police report says passengers and airline employees told officers the guy had been sleeping for most of the flight. About 30 minutes before landing, as one does, they said he stood up and began urinating through the crack between the seats in front of him and onto the passengers sitting there. The report says he lost his balance and fell backwards, splashing urine on passengers' seats and luggage.
How badly do you have to pee?
How drunk was this guy?
How badly do you have to pee, really, to shove your dick between the seats to pee?
Okay. I don't know if I've told this story on the show or not, but when I was little...
By the way, there's a Penn & Teller glass next to you that is filled with yellow liquid. I'm assuming that's Mountain Dew and not pee.
Well, I wanted to remember Vegas. It's Mountain Dew and it's grapefruit vodka.
Okay, great.
But anyway,
Oh, Steve the Seder. Steve the Seder is leading. Good night, Steve.
Good night. Good night, Seder. Because we're at the hour mark and he can't listen.
Yeah, he can't listen longer than an hour. Right.
I want to know if he just shuts off the podcast after an hour and deletes it.
He does. That's anyway, why we don't talk about him until after the hour.
So when I was little, most people pee the bed. Like, you know, when they're 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old, you will go through that pee the bed stage, right? Not everyone, but a lot of people, that's what they do. They piss the bed. I never went through that phase. I always got out of bed, but I would pee.
Adam's
on
a good
everything.
Boy. You're a good boy.
No. It was better than peeing the bed, probably. Mm-hmm. But so one night, I would sleepwalk to various places around and I would think that I was in the toilet and I would start peeing.
Nice.
And I would wake up to discover that I was not in the toilet, usually by my mom screaming at me, "What are you doing?
Why are you peeing on me?"
And I I'm telling you, literally, one night I went into my parents' room asleep. Mm-hmm. Their bed was maybe 2 feet from the wall where there was a window with curtains. And I got in between the bed and the curtains and started peeing on the curtains before my mom woke me up. And I thought I was in the bathroom. One time I had a toy box that my dad built, like this big chest with like all my toys in it. I went up to the toy box, opened the lid, and peed on all my toys.
I find this way far, far more amusing than I should.
Anyway, so I did, I did that as a child, but I was like sleepwalking. I thought I was in the bathroom. So apparently this guy, I don't even know. So
Tim Alaska in the chat room says that his stepdad got out of bed one night, went to the living room, raised the seat cushion on the chair and peed on the chair and then put the seat cushion down.
That's exactly like what I used to do when I was little. I thought I was in the bathroom. Like, I thought I was in the bathroom. I don't know why I thought curtains were a toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But anyway, so he got arrested and yada yada.
Didn't involve a seagull in the room, right? Or a pelican.
No.
Okay, great.
No. Anyway, the guy got arrested and that was about it. So there's that story. So a Pennsylvania city is trying to force a man to tone down the spotlights that neighbors say he uses at all hours to protect his home from aliens. Neighbors in the Virginia Road area of Hermitage, I don't know where this is, but Hermitage somewhere, said
like
that this guy, this is the best part, he shines the spotlights outside his foil-wrapped house at all hours of the day and night because he is afraid of extraterrestrial attacks.
Well, as he should be.
Well, so he says, so the neighbors, one of the neighbors says she wants to sell her house and buy a condo, but she can't get anyone interested in her property because of the spectacle across the street. Who wants to buy my house?
Better safe than sorry, but apparently not. Apparently this poor guy, he's just trying to be safe.
A nice, decent house, garages, acreage, a nice place to live. When this Yahoo across the street decides he wants to shine lights on me.
Wow.
Anyway, a judge ordered Brown to take down the lights earlier this year, imposing a $500 per day fine if he continued to shine his spotlights late into the night. Officials said he has not complied and now owes more than $20,000.
I don't understand. Wait, he's not allowed to shine a spotlight on his house?
apparently it's illuminating other houses in the area and keeping people awake and stuff. It's reflecting off of the aluminum foil.
Well, there you go. That's
it's
probably
like
the
Vegas in the middle of a, you know, normal. But you know, in his defense, he has had no alien abductions in his home.
There you go.
In the time.
By the way, I don't know if you realize this or not. When we were in Vegas, we were there during the one time of year, or the small period of the time of the year where the light on top of the Luxor is actually makes a beam. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Well, when I went and picked up Vera from the airport, Vera and Gooch from the airport, when we were driving back, you could see the beam of light coming out the top of the Luxor, because normally the air is so dry in the desert that it doesn't make a beam, right? If there's no humidity in the air, there's nothing for the, you know, there's no water vapor.
So they
for
don't
the light.
Even shine it.
So it's just a bright light on top of the, you know, it doesn't make a big, huge pillar beam going up. But because we were there in the summer.
Are you saying they shine it all year long?
Yes.
But you only see it
right.
once
you
a
on,
year?
You only oh, really, okay. oh, not once a year, but like only when it's like there's a slight bit of humidity in the air, which we happen to be there right. during a very hot, humid period of time. So there was some, it had rained that day and there was some humidity in the air. So you could see the beam coming on top of the, out of the top of the, I don't know why I brought that up. It's absolutely not important whatsoever. Was that our news story?
I find it fascinating. That was it. Yep.
Excellent.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
Allah.
Happy birthday to
Allah.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It is the DI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play musical cues from somebody's birthday and I using only my head brain and mouth words. Word mouth? Yeah, mouth words. Let's figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, unless I get stuck, in which case I will totally cheat and look at the chat room as it were.
Sometimes you do cheat.
I do sometimes. You know what? I'm glad that we're back in the safety of our own homes here, because that was in Vegas. For those of you who missed it, in Vegas, we decided to make this an audience participation sport. So we let them guess, and whoever got it would get some cookies. And
some gluten-free cookies.
Oh, they were rushing the stage. It was the most frightening thing that I'd ever. It's like all these people rushing up to the stage for some cookies. And we brought enough for the whole class, by the way, but for some cookies, they were just cutthroat on that. It was like the first day at Walmart at a Christmas sale.
All the cookies were gone by the end of the weekend, by the way. I checked the boxes because I was going to bring any home because I liked most of them. I liked enough.
Except for the burnt ones. Did you complain about the burnt ones?
No, I didn't complain about the burnt ones. I don't complain. You know, I lived in a marijuana soaked room for days and never complained to the hotel. You know,
I know something strange about this deck of cards that Matt Franco threw at me.
What?
There's no tens in it.
Huh. Maybe
it's like every other card is represented, but there are no tens in this deck. Again, it's only a third of a deck.
So Marcus says the bacon ones were interesting, and I just want to say that I didn't enjoy the bacon ones, because here's the deal. I thought there was a very kind of vague hint of bacon, and I figure...
Oh, God.
And that kind of made it taste like something was off in the cookies.
Uh-huh.
If there was a more like pronounced bacon flavor, I think it probably would have been better. But the fact that it was such a subtle bacon flavor, it just tasted like something had spoiled.
Great.
I don't know.
More for me then.
All right. So let me unmute that. Unmute this. Okay. Here we go. Here's our first one. You probably won't know it. Are you hearing this?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is that lady.
Oh, yeah, it is a lady.
Isn't that from like, Dreamgirls, right?
It is from Dreamgirls.
And she has this really weird mouth movement when she sang this on stage, but I don't know her name. But she was like, she's from the original cast of Dreamgirls, right?
She is from the original cast of... is there more than one cast?
Yeah, there was a revival.
It's a movie.
It was a play before it was a movie.
She's in the movie. She's in the movie.
Is it the girl from American Idol?
It is the girl from American Idol.
Okay, it was the girl. It was the girl from American Idol who didn't win American Idol, but became much more famous than the person that won that year because of this thing, and I don't know her name.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Jennifer Hudson.
Well, that's correct, but I don't think you should give yourself a... Yeah, it's Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Jennifer Hudson is... Oh, let me move to my spreadsheet here. Has a very good voice, and she's 34 years old.
34 you know, as years
I get,
young.
As I get older, I just want to say, more and more people are younger than me. Have you noticed that as you've gotten older?
Yes. In fact, I was at this bar last night, and I was there was like... I made some joke because there was these two younger guys that I was talking to, and I made some joke about, yeah, you probably graduated in like 2012 or something. They're like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. It was like, I'm like,
I'm like talking. I like know people who like were born the year I graduated from high school.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell? Anyway, I feel so old. Anyway, she's 34. Here's our next one.
At 26,000 feet, moving up to 30,000 feet. And we got clear skies all the way to Las Vegas.
This is a movie, sorry.
But right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment. One of our first-class passengers would like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers. And since we let our first-class passengers do pretty much whatever they want, here he is.
I no idea. I wanna make you smile. No idea.
Okay. Mark thought you might know this one. Okay, let me play one more clip. This is another movie, but this is a vocal. This is a talking.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bill helps a chloroplast.
No, I will not make out with you. Did you hear that? This girl wants to make out with me in the middle of class? You got chlorophyll man up there talking about God knows what. All she's talking about is making out with me. I'm here to learn, everybody, not to make out with you.
All right, Stop. All right. So I accidentally looked at the chat room and Sick Humor Penguin says Adam Sandler. And now I hear Adam Sandler's voice. So now
it is Adam Sandler. Clip was The Wedding Singer.
Ah.
And him singing on the airplane to Firestarter Girl.
There you go.
And
by the way, Auntie Vera Charles says it gets worse.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. It gets worse.
It gets worse the older you get, Adam.
This guy, okay, I'm going to tell you this is a boy. This guy is so cute to me.
Okay.
You will not get this one.
I will
but
not.
I picked it because he is so cute.
Well, maybe
somebody in the chat room will
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Wait, why? Booking myself a one-way flight. I got to see the color in your eyes. You're telling myself I'm going to be all it's right. Troye Sivan.
Huh?
Troye Sivan.
No.
he's on YouTube, by the way. I don't know. It's some country kid. It's a country kid.
Yeah, there's one more song. You won't know it, but I'm going to play a little
like
bit of it.
Is it like Billy something? Or? I love you on that bridge or
in the sky. Yeah. It almost sounds like the same song, but that's two different songs.
No idea.
Country, it is.
Country McGee.
I think you should Google this person, so you should give yourself a...
Okay.
But anyway.
I'll give myself... Okay.
And the chat room apparently didn't know who it was either, because nobody even said anything.
Go ahead. What am I Googling?
It's Hunter Hayes.
Hunter Hayes.
You need to look up some images of him, because I think he is a very attractive person. He
looks like JT from Survivor.
I find him very attractive.
He does. He looks like JT's... Like, if JT had a... JT from Survivor had a younger brother, that would be what Hunter Hayes looks like.
He's very cute. Anyway, I don't really listen to a lot of country either, but I know who Hunter Hayes is. But anyway, here we go.
I'm the creep for watching YouTube videos. Gotcha.
Hunter Hayes is of age. He's in his 20s. He's 24.
Everyone I watch on YouTube is in their 20s.
I don't think so. Anyway, here's the next one.
Always tender and juicy.
Looks like you've learned to make great chicken.
Only way to serve our customers right.
It's so nice to meet you. So good about me. So good about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
All right. So this is obviously a commercial for now. Is it Colonel Sanders? Harlan Sanders.
And that voice that you heard in the commercial,
yes,
was the actual Colonel Sanders.
Now, not according to the current crop, because the current there was one Colonel Sanders that came back, and then a new one that just showed up that said that first one wasn't the original Colonel Sanders.
Well, the first one was the original.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, that was the original Colonel Sanders. If he were alive today, he would be 125 years old.
Excellent.
All right, this is just to test how much of a YouTube pedophile you are.
Here we go.
There is no music. This is just talking. So we want to. I want to see if you know who this person is.
All right, here we go.
Today, something happened, and it stuck out to me so much that I felt like I should share it with you guys. It's probably going to be really tough for me because I'm usually not one to like show my emotions or anything like that. But yeah, I basically wrote it out in like a long story, like on my notes, and I wanted to post it on Twitter, but it's like nine screenshots.
Is Cameron Gallows?
Too long, so
it is. Like, look at you. Look, look how much of a look. Look at you. My point. You've missed like four of the past ones that I did. I play someone talking on YouTube, some twink on YouTube, and you know who it is.
Now, in fairness, Cameron Dallas is really fucking hot, but
well, okay, but still, I think that just goes a little way to proving my point. Daniel Brewer. Cameron Dallas, yes, it is his birthday. And Cameron Dallas, oh, he can drink now, Daniel.
Mm-hmm, he's 21.
He's 21.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's of age.
I would be happy to buy him a drink.
I don't think he's gay, though. Mark told me he's straight.
Yeah, probably.
I don't keep up with these YouTube people. Mark knows them. Mm-hmm. I don't.
See? See, Mittens Mark's and I, we bond over the YouTube.
Right. All right. So Cameron Dallas proves my point at the age of 21, at the young, young age of 21. All right, here we go.
I should know this.
If you don't know, I have another song.
Yeah, play something else, because I should know this, but I don't. Ah, She's Coming Out. This is Pink, right?
That's right.
Isn't this Pink?
It is. It's Pink.
Excellent.
And this is my favorite Pink song. And I've already done her birthday before, but no, someone emailed us and said there was a rule that I can't do them again. That is not true. I said I try not to repeat people often because I don't want to get boring, but it doesn't
that
mean I
is
can't.
So totally not what the person said. The person, we can read it in the contact segment, but what they said was they were trying to, because Donna was upset that you didn't read Michael Jackson's birthday, and he was just saying, oh, you've already done Michael Jackson, so that's why you didn't.
I haven't, though.
But you hadn't.
It's funny.
Because you're a racist.
I don't know why I haven't done Michael Jackson, but I haven't. Anyway, Pink, Alicia Moore, as Marcus is saying in the chat room, who, I think she might be trying to go by Alicia Moore now, but I think that was a mistake on her part because Pink is a much catchier, like, you know, Alicia Moore is just like the name of your next door neighbor. So I really feel like, you know, she should stick with Pink. But anyway, Pink, or Alicia Moore, is 36 years. She's even younger than me.
There you go.
She's 36 years old. And our last birthday, just because I couldn't not do this one, is this.
Michael Jackson. First, she was afraid. She was petrified. So this is... She works hard for the money.
Wow, you're stalling because you're not sure who it is. Daniel, gay icon. Come on.
Is it Diana?
It is not.
Is it Dionne? Dionne Warwick? No. She works hard for the money. It's that one. What's her name?
I don't think that's her song either.
Shit.
Oh my God. Take away his gay card right now.
Whatever. Is it Diana Ross?
No.
It's E? See? So Sick Humor Penguin got it wrong, too.
Greg has it right.
No, he said not Donna Summer, and that's She Works Hard for the Money is Donna Summer. I just couldn't think of her name. I was right.
GG.
Oh, Gloria
it's
Gaynor.
GG.
It's Gloria Gaynor.
It's Gloria Gaynor. It is.
What else did she sing? Anything?
I don't know, but this is a Gloria Gaynor song.
I know the song. I just don't know who sings it. Why do you have to know? Like, that's like such... anyway, I hate that whole thing.
I think you do.
I hate that whole thing where people are just like, how dare you not know the person that did the key grip on that movie? It was The Wizard of Oz. It's a gay movie. You don't know the key grip? Oh, my God.
Well, if Scott the Satyr was in the room right now, he would say we're supposed to know every musical that ever existed.
If Scott the Satyr was in the room right now, he would be looking at the picture of Cameron Dallas that I posted in there. And he would.
For some reason, that came up as like a broken link for me. I don't know
you
why
have to click. You have to click on it. And then
I understand, but
out.
Some of them actually
I know.
He
just won't do a thumbnail. I don't know. It didn't scale down. I don't know why.
Yeah, he's cute, but I mean, still, the fact that you knew who he was just by his voice, Daniel Brewer.
Whatever. Dear God.
I've watched Davey Wavy videos before, but I don't think I would know him by voice.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. That's all the birthdays.
All right, great.
You got to read the Pride 48.
I know. We had a whole bunch of Pride 48 birthdays that happened on our hiatus. So happy birthday to all of those people. Let's see. Mark from It's All About Meh. Let's see. I don't even remember all the ones. I know that the only ones that I can see here, the last few ones, that is Icy Greg had his birthday on the 8th. No Dan had his birthday on the 7th. And Veritable Virgo had his birthday tomorrow, which is the 14th. So we'll go ahead and just include that one there. And I know we have some coming up, including a super fan of the show, Nico Martinez.
Nico
Darmstadt. And then right after that, I believe, is this Mark your Mark? Is Mitten's birthday on the 27th?
His birthday is on the 27th.
Well, there you go. Yes.
Oh, yeah. He didn't even want to sign up. I had to make him. But Fatty wanted everyone to sign up to show going to the birthday or whatever, or to the breakfast or whatever.
Anyway, so all the birthdays that we missed, we do apologize. By the way, Curtis Hill is dead to me. Curtis Hill, absolutely dead to me. He actually said on the show that I had like every STD known to man. And
wow. Just,
I know. He's ruthless. He's horrible. Anyway, let's see. I believe that takes us out of the birthday segment. So let's do that and do this. And blah, blah, blah. Scooby-Doo. Here we go.
Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Before you start my song,
what, Adam?
I have to go pee.
I was just gonna. You could have done. You know that song played for 40 seconds.
No, I pee.
Could have gone and come back by the time that I did.
Look at the time code so you can edit it. I'm
not
sorry,
editing.
Chat room.
I'm not,
I have to.
Not gonna edit anything. This.
I'm a drunk.
Stage 5. Evacuation beginning. Evacuation complete. Evacuation complete. Evacuation complete.
God, how long does it take him to pee? Dear God, it seems like it takes him forever to pee. Oh, now he's back. Great.
Oh, we did this for you one time.
Great.
A few episodes ago.
Great. Can I play my thing now?
Yes.
All right, great.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret. Is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer. Is the reason that everything happens. Contact.
Excellent. Icy Greg wins the contest there for the best comment because I said what took you so long, and Icy Greg said you had to lift up the couch cushion. Anyway,
that's
exactly. So it is the contact segment of the show, the segment where we play your phone calls, and you know what? I've saved up a whole bunch of death phone calls, so I'm just going to play the phone once. And let's just go through these rapid fire and get them out of the way so that we can reset to zero. Here we go. Here's our first one.
Hi, this is Larry, otherwise known as
Keith. All right, stop. Sorry.
What the heck?
I had faded out a thing, and then when I brought up that channel, I was right. Here we go.
Hi, this is Larry, otherwise known as Q-Sledge, calling for the deathline. Martin Milner, star of Adam 12, Route 66, dies at 83.
Tell Adam who that is.
Yes, make sure you tell Adam who that is. Have a nice day. Bye.
Adam, TJ believes that you wouldn't know who that was.
What was the show?
Adam 12.
I know the show.
One Adam 12. He was on the show. I don't know what part
he
played.
I know the show.
Okay. Well, there you go. So. Congratulations. Larry, get entered into the contest there.
You guys should know that I know old TV shows.
And that's the next one here.
Yeah, hi guys. I see Cruiser for the celebrity game, just in case you're still doing the show. Terrence Evans.
What?
Did at character actor. If he had anything, but
all right, seriously, you need to spend that $208 on a better phone. My God, what the fuck? It was like, I couldn't even hear it.
Well, Terrence Evans, no, wait a minute. Terrence Evans, He looks famous to me.
Whatever.
He was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Chainsaw Massacre 2, Terminator 2 Judgment Day, Pale Rider, The Pumpkin Carver in 2006.
All right. Let's move on to our next one here.
Hello, darlings. It's Donna Sugars.
Hi, Donna.
I am currently in my hotel room here at the Luxor, and tomorrow is the first day of Pride 48, but I'm actually calling for the celebrity death phone. It's probably too late, but I should let you all know that Toby Sheldon, the most famous Justin Bieber lookalike, was found dead. Aww. Spent $100,000 looking Justin Bieber. He looks like an angry lesbian.
No, I don't think he's famous.
That's kind of what Justin Bieber looks like. Actually, has anyone checked to see if Justin Bieber has an alibi?
No.
Bye, darlings.
He looks nothing like Toby. He looks nothing like Justin Bieber. How did he die, I wonder? Let's see.
Too many butt injections or something?
It just says his body was found in a Motel 6.
So Toppy Smelly in the chat room says he doesn't believe that I know old TV shows. Toppy, I just wanted like to tell you, I'm sure I'm not an encyclopedia of old television shows. I'm sure you, as an older person than I am, could probably spit off more old TV shows than I could. However, I just want to tell you my favorite all-time television show was one called The Ann Southern Show. And I believe it came out in 1936.
Wow.
It had Ann Southern in it.
Really? Wait, the Ann Southern Show had Ann Southern in it?
She played her name in The Ann Southern Show was Katie, I believe, was her name. She was a secretary.
By the way, I'm sorry. And what year did you say this came out?
I believe it was 1936.
On TV, huh? 1936 on TV, huh?
Oh, I could be wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong. The first episode aired October 6, 1958.
Okay, well, 36, 58, whatever. The Ann Southern Show, I loved. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite one. But I love Donna Reed. I love My Three Sons. I loved Mr. Ed. Mm-hmm. There are lots of them. I used to watch Nick at Night when I was...
The Ann Southern Show.
Whatever.
And now, The Ann Southern Show.
I love that show.
Starring
Ann Southern.
There you go. That's amazing.
As Katie.
Oh, see? Was there more to it? Was there more to it? Or is it?
Yeah.
Wow, that's some fine editing there. All right. That was the thing. Yes, I've got the... Anyway. Where are we? Are we is the guy yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Donna Sugars, for getting that. It's,
oh not, no, just, not him. No.
Oh well, in that case, screw you, Donna Sugars. You don't. Oh my God, this is a fucking train wreck. All right, we've got two more death phone calls before we get to our actual context. So let's go to it. Right
Hi,
here.
Daniel.
Hi.
Hi, Adam. This is Scott Messier. I'm calling because Wes Craven died today, and I'm hoping that RT Cruiser was so busy at Pride 48 today that he hasn't called in yet. I'm going to win the money whenever you do it again. Again, Wes Craven, wonderful director, Nightmare on Elm Street, and some other wonderful movies. He died.
Aww. Someone he liked died today. Okay, great.
Oh, wait. And the Patty Duke Show.
Okay.
Where Kathy adored a minuet, a ballet russe, and crepe Suzette. Our Patty loved to rock and roll, a hot dog maker loose.
I don't understand.
Control.
What are you talking about? Duet. What does that have to do with Steve?
I'm proving to him that I like old TV shows.
All right, well, what does that have to do with Steve the Satyr? And so
He won.
He won.
Congratulations,
Steve. All right, here we go.
Scott.
And finally, our last one comes in from superfan Nico Martinez. Let's hear what
that. Hey, Dubious Intense. It's Nico.
Yes.
I don't remember what you guys said.
What?
Regarding the deaf celebrity dead contest thing.
Yes.
But you're on hiatus. Always forget what happens when you're on hiatus regarding the contest.
Yes.
Regardless, I'm rambling.
Yes.
And Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl in the 60s on Batman, is dead. She's died. She was 78. It's still sad. Anyway, I've rambled on more than long enough.
No, to me, it sounded like he said that girl, and now I realize he was talking about Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yes, Batgirl. So Yvonne Craig. So, yes.
You know, Probably all these gays in the chat room know more about Yvonne Craig than I do and whatever, but is she only famous for being Batgirl?
If only there was an internet work system of computers Yvonne...
And I'm just going to prove more while Craig. He's Googling that I know old TV shows.
We'll see. She was in Batman. Course, she was on Kissin' Coven. She was she was in the movie Kissin' Cousins with Elvis. She was in a bunch of Elvis movies. She was in It Happened at the something. It Happened
that
at the World's Fair.
Unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed.
She was in a lot of things. She was in
Wilbur.
She was in Gidget. She was in Mars Needs Women. She was in High Times. She was in How to Frame a Fig. That was a great Don Knotts vehicle, that one was. She was in Mannix.
You know, Don Knotts was in that movie. I can't remember the name of it.
Herbie the Love Bug, where someone else died.
He played a fish.
Yeah, that was the Mr. Lippet or something like that.
Mr. Limpet. Yes. I love that movie.
Great.
He falls overboard and becomes a fish.
This show has gone so far the fuck off the rails. I can't even. Let's get to a Kathy Bacon phone call. That will bring us That'll refocus us back into our. Here we go. It's the Kathy Bacon.
Hey guys, Bacon. This is for the content section, but
yes.
Anyway, it looks like Vegas is a blast. I hope I'm the first one to call and say
you are.
Congratulations to RT for winning.
You are.
It was really hard for that one. It totally would have been unfair if anyone else. Well, actually, it would have been impossible for anyone else to have won. But anyway, I did enjoy being able to watch it and whatever. And like I said, I hope I'm the first one to call and congratulate him now. I'm just wondering if he left the 20 spot with you, for that one book that I'm making.
Oh, he did not.
I have this picture of him here, but I was just wondering if he left one behind or
one
of his own to go with that book or whatever. But anyway, I can't wait for you guys to get back on schedule and safe travels home. Great. And by the time you play this, you'll be home. So
there you go. By the way.
By
the way, Kathy Bacon is doing this great thing for her daughter for her graduation. She's going to give her a book filled with $20 bills. And so if you would like to participate in this, all you have to do is snap a picture of yourself holding up a $20 bill, post it on Twitter over to Kathy Bacon, tag her on it so that she can see it. And she'll just print it out and put it in her book. You know, she'll take care of paying the actual $20.
So is she actually putting $20 bills or just photos of $20 bills?
I don't care. Whichever way. She's loaded. She's loaded and she's crazy. She can probably do both.
I've met Kathy Bacon. I don't think they're loaded.
She sounded like she's loaded when she called. Anyway, see what I did there? It was a double entendre. Anyway, let's get to our last phone call here. It comes in from RT Cruiser.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity tech phone. But I don't know who's died because, I am traveling. Actually, we need to say thank you, guys, for... another fantastic Pride 48. And can't wait to do it again and see you guys again soon. Okay, bye.
You know, it's so nice of him. Really, if you think about that, it's like a lot of people go to Australia because it's a cool place to go to. And it's like, this has been like the last 3 years that RT Cruiser has come over here.
He spends like thousands of dollars
in order to win $200 in a contest.
He probably spends more than we spend on the entire event.
Oh, probably. I would say
so. To come over. Because those plane tickets are expensive.
They are. And yet here comes willy-nilly flying over. We do appreciate that RT Cruiser. It's not even the cost involved, just the time involved. Just like that's like a 83-hour.
Oh, please. Australia, they get like 3 months off.
No, I'm talking about, all right, I start to get antsy on a plane, like if I'm flying to LA or whatever, and it's like a 6-hour flight, I start to get antsy on that flight. And it's like, from Australia, it's like an 83-hour flight. I think they refuel midair. It's just like you're trapped on this tube for like a week. Or something. It's scary. It's horrible. There you go. So thanks everyone for contacting us and our little contact segment. We do appreciate it.
We are back on our normal schedule.
3, 2, 1.
Except.
Oh, here we go.
Well, except on Mitten's birthday.
Oh, so you're saying that
on our recording night.
So you're saying that 2 weeks from now, September 27th.
Well. Maybe you and I could move it to that Monday night or something so we could still do one that week.
Or maybe I could find a co-host that would just fill in for you.
Well, you could, but that makes me sad. But you can do that.
Why does that make you sad?
Well, because I like to be your co-host. Well, yeah. But we can talk about it. But I can't do it on Mitten's birthday.
You can't do it on Mitten's birthday.
I have to take him out to dinner. And
you make it sound like a chore. It's like, don't you want to take him out to birthday?
I mean, celebrate his birthday. I mean, we're going to celebrate because he's going to
Yes.
He's going to be 30.
He's going to be 30. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because this is an important thing. It's an important thing in a gay man's life when he turns 30 years old. And so you have to put a lot of thought and care into what present that you're actually going to give him. Have you put a lot of thought and care into the birthday present that you're going to get him?
We're not doing presents because we're going on a trip. So I mean, I'm going to get him something, but it's not going to be big.
All right.
It's
going to be something. When you do go out and shop and look for the gift, just remember, let your conscience be your guide. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we...
Yeah.
So we're back, everyone.
Well, not. Clearly, we're not. We're only back for a week, and then Adam has to go and leave. There's a lot of other shows you can go and listen to instead of us. Go listen to them.
We will do a show.
It's All About Me.
Look, only a very minuscule part of our listenership listens live.
You can go listen to Auntie Vera Charles. She's got a great show.
At the very worst, it'll post a day later than normal.
That'll throw Steve the Seder off, because we're on his 24-hour list, and so if we don't post it within the 24 hours, I think that we get sandboxed or something. I'm not entirely sure.
That just means he listens to it within 24 hours.
All right. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.